Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers, considering the fat test that you might be seeing in your dairy herd. You actually really need to work with your nutritionist on this. You know, you really want to see your animals ruminate about 8 hours a day. In order to do this, they probably need to consume about 5.25 to 6 pounds of undigested fiber each day. We do have a laboratory term called undigestible NDF at 240 hours of exposure. So if we utilize this factor and we analyze our feedstuffs, we can determine the amount of undigestible fiber that we're actually feeding. And working with your nutritionist, figure out the level that actually works on your dairy farm. Maybe it's 5.5 pounds, and if that is actually working well and you're maintaining higher fat tests with that, when you switch forages, now you have a reference that you can go back to make sure that we maintain that level of undigestible fiber in the diet. Some other things to think about, make sure you do feed some buffer in your diets. That does seem to help maintain the fat test, as well as maybe adding some yeast products to help maintain the rumen pH. There are also other probiotics that we could utilize that would also help keep the rumen pH slightly higher and increase fat test. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to visit with their nutritionist about some options in increasing the fat percentage in the milk that is being produced on your farms.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.